It's been a hard year for many of us. A painful year. A confusing year. A year of chaos. And amidst the chaos, many of us feel overwhelmed. We struggle to absorb it all, often deciding that the only way to alleviate our pain or anxiety is to shut down or ignore it. We long for a space where we don't have to think about the bad news of the day. We yearn for a place where we don't feel the need to debate these issues around the dinner table each evening. It is exhausting. This year, we've experienced a world plagued by violence, poverty, and injustice. We've seen hurricanes, earthquakes, and famine. And as divisions and rifts have widened, we've seen both sides of the country argue endlessly. Our nation has felt divided. Maybe you've been deeply involved at every turn, following every piece of news, reading every policy change, and weighing in on how best to solve the problems of today for a brighter tomorrow. Or maybe you've been withdrawn for a while. What's the point, you might ask? It's just too hard to keep up, too hard to care. Jesus' words to his followers, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself," are far easier said than done. And honestly, we could all use a break. We all need moments of peace and some distance from the intensity of our present day. And yet we can't just plug our ears and ignore the injustices and suffering of the world. Rather, we ought to look for a place where we can care for ourselves and also the world around us. We must find balance. We all need a place to rest, a place to be restored. Today, we're going to spend some time reflecting on the things that are causing turmoil within our hearts and souls, inviting the Holy Spirit to instead fill our minds with the thoughts of Christ. We invite you to take some time for yourself right now. Close your eyes. Breathe in. Breathe out. Pay attention to your sensations. Feel the chair you are sitting in. Feel the weight of your chest moving up and down with every breath. As we prepare to listen for God's voice, let's first take a few minutes to reflect on His goodness. Can you list the ways God has extended grace and mercy to you? It is often through gratitude that God moves us toward a response. For it is out of gratitude for God's mercy that we are able to extend it to others. What might your response to this be? Listen now from this word from Scripture. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come, see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Focus again on your breath. Think about lines from the psalm that stand out to you. What is the Spirit saying to you? Can you accept the rest that God is offering? Can you say yes to his leading? Imagine the cares and the worries that you're carrying around as if they're a heavy backpack. Allow Christ to lift that burden. Release it to him. Creation has moved and creation will keep moving. Trust God to hold things up. Allow yourself to dwell upon the power of God. Focus on how wonderful God is. Allow yourself to rest in the presence of God today. Remember that there is nothing that you can do to keep the world from spinning. Know that you are not in charge of resolving the world's great pains, but take comfort in the fact that God is, and God will, because God is in control. God's plans are far beyond anything we could ever ask or imagine. And so for now, we can rest in the significance of this promise.